Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves, presented by Draft Day. This is Steven Miran.
This is Jeff Ellis, and it's Thursday, May 30th, 2013.
Episode 9.06, NFL News, Jeffrey, and we've got lots to bring to you today.
We got boatloads of news. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we know you've been holding your breath for this for a long time. We do, in fact, have.
Good old boys.
Good old boys are
three
back.
Three of them.
We got the trifecta because it's been so long, we're backed up in the good old boy department.
That's right. We got three good old boys. We're going to talk about losing weight.
Not us. No. But we're going to talk about some injuries specifically Gronk, Foster, Richardson.
And maybe others.
Maybe others. Yeah. Well, we can't say what's going to happen.
Well, we got some NFL agents that are fuming right now at Jay-Z.
Isn't
he a rapper, singer, musician?
I think he raps. If he don't, that's crap.
Why are they fuming at him?
Fuming, don't know. Nothing rhymes with fuming.
Keyshawn Johnson, Jeffrey, is he a vigilante now?
Well, Keyshawn has gone from NFL player to NFL pundit to now vigilante.
Yes. All right, there you go.
It gives us a chance to talk about the Beeb, which is all about.
He's chasing teenagers. Gated communities. All right.
Begs a lot of questions, which we'll get to. And don't worry, folks, it wouldn't be a good NFL Rants and Raves podcast. Forget the good old boys without hearing from Hall of Famer Joe Namath.
Joe
Willie
at it again.
Broadway Joe
ripping into the Jets. Lots of stories to talk about. Once again, thank our sponsor, Draft Day. Check them out at draftday.com. Here we go.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
One day I would like us to bring American foosball to the world.
Foosball?
Sure.
Do they have, like, foosball tournaments? And like?
I bet they do.
Is there a ranking system?
You know what showed up on television?
What?
Just the other day on the NBC Sports Network?
What showed up?
Frisbee.
Ultimate Frisbee?
Yeah, which it's not called Ultimate Frisbee. That's the irony, is in your program guide, it says Frisbee.
Yeah.
And you click on it, it says the Ultimate Disc Championship, National Collegiate Championship, Division 1.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Which Jordan participated in the lower division, and they got knocked out of the regionals. But, you can check out Ultimate Frisbee, which really is a blast to watch. And if they get the televising of it down, it will be a good minor sport to enjoy.
Very minor.
Much, sport. But probably 10 times foosball. So if we're going to be, NFL Rants and Raves, bringing American foosball to the world.
Foosball. I'm not sure about food. You know what I want to bring next? You know what I think we really need to do next?
Movies.
Yeah, I know. You've been with the movies.
Movies.
Elena right now is taking hers to a whole new level. So we may not be able to catch her.
Well, I think we're going to be fine because I suspect that, an 11-year-old and two guys that are 30-something.
Yeah.
Ish. Bring a different perspective.
Probably.
Shall we say?
Probably.
And you know what? She does have this in common with her father. There's seldom a movie she sees that she doesn't like.
That's not true. She's, as a matter of fact,
she trashing on her first movie?
She is getting ready to give her first one star.
Wow. So she's an all in, all out.
She's
either
a one
four
out of
star,
five. Yeah.
She's five stars or one star. She either likes it or she hates it. There's no tweeners.
No, she's had a couple threes already.
Okay.
But she has yet to go below three. And finally, she's giving Frankenweenie a one.
Whoa, I need Emma to say what here.
She is giving Frankenweenie.
The classic Tim Burton.
A one.
What?
Now, I haven't seen the re-release.
You need to. You need.
I'm a Tim Burton fan.
It's very interesting. I can't wait for her to get her video up. I think her video is pretty smart, and she's pretty funny in it. And I think her main concern, and I think where the funny comes, her little comedy bit, is about the dog dying, then coming back to life, then dying again. And she makes a big deal about just make up your mind and what you want to do with the dog already.
So she's not pulling her mom into this and animals dying
in movies.
That's
she's
completely
like,
tragic. And then it happens again, which would be double tragic. Trisha couldn't watch this movie.
No,
she would have to go on a drinking binge to get over it.
She was not very happy about it. She went with us.
See, again, my point.
But no, Elena's more is just like, make up your mind.
Even claymation animals that die affect my sister deeply.
Just make up your mind already. So Lots to talk about, but first, once again, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Draft Day. Check them out at draftday.com. Draft Day offers the new concept of short-term or daily fantasy sports games for real money.
And they'll start you off with a free play. They'll give you a buck or so to go in and play on a daily thing.
To try their new rapid-fire game.
Which I loved. And I must say, I lost a big one.
Oh.
Yeah, I did. I did what I do.
Well, they have rapid-fire.
I went large. I did large rapid-fire,
though. I tried the rapid-fire max, where you have to get all five of them.
I won't do that. You got to get all five of those. That's too hard. The payout's
on
great.
$5,
I did a 20 on a regular rapid fire.
Oh, I see.
And that killed my bank.
Well, I bet $5 on the rapid fire max and one hundy.
Jeez.
It's 20 to 1.
I know.
You get paid 20 to 1 if you get five.
If you can pick, and it's just matchups.
It's
this guy versus this guy, and they're both good.
Right.
This guy versus this guy, they're both good.
Right.
So it's kind of a crapshoot, but if you go in and do your homework and do your digging, do pitching matchups, and look at trends and how they've been doing. And what's beautiful about Draft Day is they actually have all the stats from their recent days.
Yes,
you click on it. It's very extensive and comprehensive.
Like I said, it's pretty good. Rapid fire, they give you
– But I took for the short, Steven. I pushed on one.
Yeah.
And which really, you don't win the push.
A
push is a loss. And the other one I lost by 1 point.
Ooh.
Oh! Yeah, and we're talking like out of 60. 60 points. I lost by a point.
Yeah.
And then I had a push. And that just, my 20 went boo, 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 bleep, 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 bleep. So,
DraftDay.com. Check them out. As Jeff said, use the code RANTS. They'll give you some money to play.
Easy site.
Rapid fire.
To use. And you want to, what Steve is doing, building his bankroll for the NFL season.
I am. I'm not going to lie. I have decided that. You know, they gave me a little bit of money. I've
appreciated
been winning,
it.
I've been winning, and now,
now
I've got my bankroll.
Don't
roll.
Do what I did, which is just build it up and then just
and then
go,
make
boom!
A big bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do
Joey
that.
Just puts that hundy down at the blackjack table, and she takes it, and then he looks like, that's not supposed to happen.
DraftDay.com. Make sure you check them
good
out.
Good old boy, me.
We're going to start right off the bat.
Yes. With the good old
just
boys.
A good old boy.
There they go.
Lots of them. Never meaning no harm.
You know they never mean you no harm.
It beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day that was born.
Oh, man. Buccaneer safety Cody Grimm was arrested, Jeffrey, for public intoxication.
You know, with a name like Grimm, you're bound to get in trouble.
That's
just always been me.
Memorial Day right there, baby.
You just stepped on my joke.
I'm sorry.
With a name like Grimm, you're bound to get in trouble at some point.
That's the joke?
Grim.
Well, Grim means more like you're going to kill somebody.
Okay.
Like
with
the,
a name like Grim, something bad's going to happen
there
to you at
go.
Some
bad
point. So
bad,
you just thank you for fixing my joke
there
for
you
me.
Go.
You stepped on it as a favor.
Yes.
Because it wasn't done cooking yet. It was half baked.
All Coach Greg Schiano of the Bucks had to say in a statement the team released was, "I'm disappointed."
Disappointed. Well, mostly disappointed because he didn't invite him to come out partying with him. I mean, let's be honest. Really
here's the deal. I think this is a new low in the time of arrest. This was at 5:30 a.m.
Woo, woo, woo.
Yes, according to Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times.
I don't have the location in front of me, so give me the location.
Grimm was arrested at 5:30 a.m. Sunday at a hotel in Leesburg, Virginia.
So he's in Virginia. So the
where he was attending a wedding.
Oh, so he was at a hotel.
Yes.
See, the hotel, you can get drunk whenever you want,
absolutely.
However long you want, because hotels don't close because you pay for a room.
Yeah.
And they have those fun little bars in your room where you can just get liquored up. You can even bring up entire bottles.
Here's the problem, though. He was arrested in Christiansburg, Virginia on March 10th for the exact same offense.
Hmm.
So that's just a few months ago.
That is grim.
That is very grim.
Yeah. Wow. So the first one didn't get his attention.
Yeah. And now this one that's a misdemeanor, it would only be a misdemeanor, except that he just had one a couple months ago.
We're going to be talking. You're going to hear a theme here today on episode
9.06. Don't take a whole season away from us.
Season 9?
Yes.
What the heck are we doing? Season 9, episode 6. You're going to hear a theme in this episode, which is things you might have wanted to have addressed in the past. Things you might have wanted to fix before they became a huge problem. And we want to thank Cody for basically starting us on this theme. We'll be getting there with Jamarcus.
Yeah.
The former Stay Puft Marshmallow, who's now much slimmed down Stay Puft Marshmallow. And you're going to hear about, you know, maybe you should have considered this yesterday or the day before or the day before that when you've been arrested twice for the same thing. When is it going to click in? Because if I am Greg Schiano, I've got to be asking myself, these things come in threes, don't they,
well,
Steve?
Look, Jeffrey, and here's the thing. Grimm's not on good footing with the team anyways because he had already been asked to take a pay cut to stay with the team.
Well, that's why he's so depressed he has to drink, Steven.
Don't try to make excuses.
I'm just trying to think of some reason someone could be this dumb.
Excuses. He's just being dumb. And what must he have been doing to get arrested for public intoxication? Because you got to think he's at a wedding. He's at a hotel where the wedding's.
I was publicly intoxicated at a wedding.
There was a whole bunch of people that were probably
blitzed.
Exactly, intoxicated.
So what did he do? That stood out from the crowd?
Yes.
Did anyone else get arrested?
Not that we know of.
Okay, so this wasn't at the wedding though.
This was just for
a wedding, yes. And most weddings start well after 5:30 in the morning.
Right.
That's my understanding. Yes. So I don't know. You may have your own cultural traditions that sunrise wedding that everyone's dreamed about.
No,
maybe.
No.
Yeah. Most of us want to start
a sunset wedding.
Most of us want to start our weddings afternoon.
Yes.
Because you don't want to feed people.
Right.
That's expensive. Oh, so you just want to give them snacks. I know, but you don't if. Most of it, weddings cost an outrageous amount.
I say we fed people.
Yeah,
like,
be my dad.
Your dad fed people.
I don't know where he found the money. I got to look at my bank account.
I don't know. Your dad, I'm telling you.
It was a beautiful
wedding.
I'm
going to say this.
Well, I know one place you cut corners significantly.
Your dad, he laid out some serious dollars.
But you did skimp in one department.
What did we skimp in? The reverend?
Yeah.
We brought you some nice Cuban cigars from Jamaica that were well over the price total of all of the cigars that you received was well
exceeded
over
the regular compensation
$100.
For those who officiate
probably
weddings.
Probably not.
Okay. Because I've done
make,
a few weddings.
$300-$400?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So it was.
Look, I just can't believe I just blew the code for all ordained ministers out there on what you get paid for officiating a wedding.
Yeah, there you go.
$300-$400, yes.
$300-$400. And you got about $200
$200 cigars, which was appreciated.
Right.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But then, you know, what did my wife and I get y'all for a wedding present?
I don't recall.
See, because the bottom line is, remember this, friends. If you're going to attend a wedding, make sure at the end you get more than you give. Okay, this is not rocket science.
Well, you got fed. I mean, the food was delicious.
I was probably a little too stressed and busy.
You ate at the reception. Come on.
Don't remember.
Really?
When you're doing a wedding.
You were done at that point.
Yeah, you'd think. But at that point, you're kind of exhausted. It's emotionally.
Yeah, okay.
Nobody notices you.
No.
Unless you screw it up.
At the end.
Exactly. No. Well, seriously, nobody notices you. You're the guy. This is one of my things about churches. Nobody notices the sermon unless it's really bad.
Yes.
They notice the music and things like that. And yet, most of the work of the week has gone into this sermon that will largely be forgotten within a week's time, maybe a few days' time. Nobody notices the officiator of the wedding. The bride is, let's be honest, only people notice the bride.
Yes.
The groom gets a glance by his mom, and she sheds a tear. But everyone else focuses on the bride.
Yeah,
that's way too much money to be spent looking at a chick. And my sister looked unbelievable.
Yes, she did.
Unbelievable. But still.
It was a lot of money.
Yeah, you could rent a Learjet and, you know, have her like, I don't know. Did you see the base jumping thing?
I tried.
Did you see the base jumping thing yesterday?
I did see the base jumping
thing. Okay,
but I did
highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest.
Yeah.
This Russian guy base jumped Mount Everest 4 miles down.
Wow.
From the top of Mount Everest. Very cool.
That's
Go
impressive.
Look that up on YouTube. It's great.
I did tell Trisha. I was like, look, man, we could take this $20,000 and, you know, we could go all over Europe for a month, you know? But
but my dad wouldn't let you do that. That was for the wedding.
Yeah.
Wasn't for any shenanigans. Let's be clear about that.
Yeah, no shenanigans.
Now, okay, so our first good old boy down, we want to thank Cody Grimm
yes.
for his dual public intoxications.
Well, next
making
we have
a complete butt of himself.
Another intoxicated person. This time it's Saints wide receiver Joe Morgan, busted for a DUI. Now, here is the kicker, Jeffrey, because I might go off here.
Uh-oh.
Not only was this buckethead driving with a blood alcohol content of 0.218.
Whoa.
Yeah. You heard me right. 0.218. That's more than twice the legal limit of the 0.08.
It's actually three times. No, that'd be 32. That's, but yeah. It's a two and a way half more times. Than twice. Two and a half okay. times.
All right. The dude didn't even have his driver's license.
Well, dude, if you're that drunk, you're lucky you have pants on.
No, but he doesn't have a driver's license.
Oh.
Like, the driver's license is already, he okay. doesn't already even have
I'll
it.
Say that. If you're that drunk, you may not remember that you don't have a driver's license. Is that fair? Okay, here's the thing, Steven.
They
so the National Highway, the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration
yeah.
in the United States of America has made it clear that they would like to see states move from the pretty much universal limit in all 50 states, a 0.08. They want to see that number move down to 0.05. They have my wholehearted support. That would still put it higher than Australia.
Right.
It would put it lower than the United Kingdom. But so as far as most of our listeners, that covers most of y'all. But the limit, it's pretty much understood, is already too high.
Yeah.
I've done my own testing.
At 0.08, you shouldn't be driving.
You're flying.
Yeah.
I mean, that's you're not, what's the, how many sheets to the wind? I don't know how many sheets it is. Let's say six sheets to the wind. I don't know the number. But you're buzzed enough that it's going to impair you. You're slurring your speech. You're holding on to things. And so 0.28 is nearing unconscious.
It is unconscious because he was basically, Jeffrey, they got a call saying that someone was on the Earhart Expressway.
Earhart. Where are we talking about again?
I don't know.
I like to orient myself to place and time.
In New Orleans?
Okay.
Somewhere?
We didn't drive when we were in New Orleans. Nope. We took a taxi then.
The state police responded. They got a call saying that someone had stopped their vehicle on the expressway, and they appeared to be asleep.
So he didn't hit anybody.
No.
Thank God.
Thank God. Yes.
He didn't run into any medians or anything like that. Thank God.
He just fell asleep
and fortunately brought his car to a complete stop.
Somewhere.
And what time was this approximately?
This
do we know?
This was approximately 6:22 a.m.
Guys, you're out partying all night. Jim Gaffigan had a great post on Twitter, Steven. He said that red eyes are like being out all night partying with the guys, mm-hmm. only there's no partying and no guys, which is good. But these guys are out partying all night with the guys, clearly.
Yes.
And there's nobody amongst them that are keeping them in check, or they're drinking alone, which you only do with your buddy Weiser.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to drink alone. So these guys are probably partying, and somebody's allowing them to get behind the wheel of an automobile.
And take off. And this is especially bad because, as I said, he's driving with no license.
Not that he doesn't possess it. He doesn't own one.
He doesn't own one. That is correct.
Why is he an adult who doesn't have a driver's license, Steven? Makes me question what else might have happened in his life that might.
We don't know if it was already suspended, probably.
We don't know.
We don't know that, but so, that's what I'm.
Or he's from New York City.
And you don't get a driver's license.
And you just don't get it because you don't drive. But
anyways,
it's pretty odd to be that old and
this
not
is who
in
the Saints were going to rely on to be their number three wide receiver this year. And I'm not sure.
Who dat going to catch the ball for them Saints?
All right, one more. And for this last one, we're going to play the song again.
Really?
Just a good old boy.
Never meaning no harm.
All those tricky, tricky New York Jets.
Beat all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Running back Mike Goodson of the New York Jets was taken into custody not because of one thing, but because of two things. Goodson was charged with possession of drugs and guns.
You know what Daddy always said, though? Daddy always said, if you're going to do one thing wrong, might as well do two things wrong. If you're going to commit one misdemeanor, you might as well pile on a felony.
And I'm trying That's to what see Daddy if he always was says. In New York, because New York and
yes,
guns
we know.
Don't
we
play.
Know. Ask Plax.
Yeah, exactly. Ask
Plax.
Yes. Ask Plax. What is it with So Goodson was found asleep in his car.
Well,
in the middle lane
well,
of Route 80.
You know.
In Denville, okay?
You know. Denville where?
I think New Jersey. Fortunate for him. Yeah, his new
I got to look. So
Route 80 in Denville. Fell asleep in his car in the middle lane. A man found him. Call the authorities. And he was with a buddy. And both of them were taken into the custody on drug possession and weapons charges.
You know, the Jets signed him, Steven, because of how fast he plays.
Yes.
Not how fast he lives.
Exactly.
Just say it.
Well,
$6.9 million contract.
Truck driver called the cops. He said that it appeared that one of the guys had been throwing up outside
sure.
of the vehicle.
So. Excessive inebriation tends to often lead to the rejection of said substances from the body.
His companion, identified as Garrett Evans, 31-year-old male, was found also intoxicated inside the vehicle.
This is the same dude. Remember, he has multiple palimony suits pending against him from his time living in Texas.
Yes.
He has a Houston area jewelry store outstanding bill of $56,465, which included, I'm not cool enough to know this, a Breitling watch. Breitling, some $37,000 watch.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So he settled that for $85,000 out of court.
I think we are in the wrong business. We need to start.
Drunk driving?
We need to start a consulting firm strictly for professional football players.
They have several.
But
what's
going to
distinguish ours from
the
others?
We are going to be so good.
How good are we?
That no one who signs with us will ever get caught doing any of the three things we just mentioned.
So we're going to go all Jerry Jones and just assign a security detail 24/7 to the guys that employ us?
Something like that? Yes. We may not go all Jerry Jones. That's not. Come on, you're putting Jerry Jones.
I'm not
in a bad
trying
light.
To. I'm not.
He had nothing to do with that.
I'm not saying anything bad about Jerry Jones. I'm saying that's his extreme measures of
that
mitigating
not,
his
that
players.
Was not his extreme measures. Dez Bryant and his agent came to Jerry, said, "We want to do this," and Jerry said, "Sounds like a great idea." The media.
Okay,
said
turned it into
was,
this.
It was Jerry okay. Jones's idea.
Well, I don't want to be part that's of that, what, but I wasn't. Okay. This had nothing negative to do with anybody yeah, close yeah, to you, yeah. Steven. All I'm saying is that that's the kind of level of security that it would require
to preclude
things like this from ever happening again.
No, see, I think we make it more personal with these guys. They got our personal cell phone numbers. If you
They've
are ever
got the cell phone numbers,
come up. They don't.
Their agents,
but they got
their moms,
phone numbers,
car companies.
They got phone numbers of companies.
The NFL
that
provides
they
them all
believe
this crap.
Are all associated with the NFL. And just like you know, conspiracy theory, they feel that even though it's an anonymous call,
even
they
though
feel
my, even though the NFL Players Association contract specifies
yes.
that it cannot be traced back to you.
That's correct.
That it's anonymous. They guarantee anonymity. They guarantee it.
But there are some players in the league who feel that that is not necessary.
Players so bright that
the
they'd
case.
Go out and do this stuff.
So instead, it's like, look, man, don't call them. Don't call anyone that deals with the NFL.
The league already hates
call
us. So call us.
Call us.
What right? fix you up, man?
We're not going to
we'll
tell
take
the
care
league
of
because
you.
The league doesn't listen.
They don't
to
even like us.
So you know, we'll hook you up. I'll make sure that you get home to where you need to be. And you know what? We will allow you to get 0.216% intoxicated.
I'm thinking back. This guy has been in trouble with the law since day he was born.
Yeah.
I mean, Carolina.
Just a good old boy.
I know.
That's what he was.
I mean, when he was a Panther, he had, like, restraining orders against him and stuff. Then, we thought he found his home with the Oakland Raiders, where, you know, if you're going to be a criminal, go black or go home. Mm-hmm. You know, live in a black hole, play for the Raiders, carry guns. Guns. You can't do this.
They discovered marijuana and 44.
Which, again, misdemeanor.
But here's the thing. 45 caliber handguns.
Felony.
Loaded.
Felony.
With hollow point.
Okay, Steven, I'm going to have to get on my political bandwagon for a nanosecond. Hollow point bullets have two functions. One, yes, to harm people more. Yes.
Yes.
More importantly, may not be why he has it, but it is why I possess them.
Okay, why do you possess them?
When a bullet enters the person that I am trying to kill,
yes,
it will not exit their body and hit any innocent bystanders. I know you understand that, but the media at large dismisses that and just say that hollow point bullets are in the possession of bad guys only. That's not true. There's plenty of good guys that use them because they don't want to hurt anybody. Yes, they want to kill somebody, but they don't want to hurt anybody else.
Right.
Any innocents.
I see.
So that's the best reason to have hollow point bullets. It's you hit the guy, he's in big trouble, nobody else is.
All right.
So that doesn't make him an extra bad guy, although he will probably, in that state, do more time because of hollow point. But they'd rather have you have round tip bullets that cost less and don't stop until they run out of momentum, which could impale several people. Okay. You have it your way. We'll fire cheaper bullets that kill more people. Okay. All right. That's it for the political diatribe, Steven. Now,
boys.
It's making me feel fat to talk about all this.
Really? That's the segue you're using?
Look, you have to have a segue, and the efficacy of the segue, Steven, is dependent upon whether it works. Am I correct?
Okay.
Now, Steven says if the segue sucked, which in this case it did, you should bring it under a microscope, which means that the chance of the segue working becomes obliterated. There's no chance.
Wow.
Because it sucked. If you just go with it, people just, they're not really listening to us, Steven.
Yeah, okay.
I mean.
So they're just like, okay, now they're talking
four
about.
Four times four minus 10. Okay? Yes. So many people, we just screwed up there by giving them a math problem.
Plus four.
Four times four minus 10.
Minus 10.
Yeah. Is what?
You want me to answer?
You don't know the answer. Okay, that's fine. You were told there's no math involved.
Four times four? Or
yeah.
Four plus four?
Four times four.
Okay. Four times four is 16. Minus 10 is 6.
There you go. When you give people problems out of the context that they expect them, it can screw with your mind.
Well, I wasn't expecting that.
That's what I mean. And segues are meant to be
plus I heard
not
four plus
seen.
Four. I'm like, why do you want a negative two answer?
Negative two might be the answer, but it wasn't in this case.
Okay.
So the point of a segue is to not be noticed.
But
it really sucked. I know it sucked, all Steven.
Right. So the point of all of this.
It doesn't make me feel fat.
Is just go with the segue.
That's the lesson learned here.
Thank you.
Don't fight the
well,
segue.
Well, speaking of a guy who used to be really fat, we called him the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, Jamarcus Russell, has slimmed down. He's now a lean, fit, mean 265 pounds. He has slimmed down.
That's actually the weight he probably should be.
50 pounds.
That's amazing. And I would say it was more than that.
Wow.
Steven, you and I had his playing weight at 325, did we not?
I was like, which means he weighs a whole heck of a lot. He weighed a whole heck of a lot more than I weigh.
What did we have? Because he's 6'4", 6'5".
6'4".
Okay. We had his playing weight.
I thought 320 is
what. I thought 325, but right. We were in the right. So they're lying about this. He's lost a boatload of weight. If he's actually weighing in at 265.
Yeah.
He's lost a heck of a lot of weight, probably closer to 60
that
pounds.
That makes sense. 35 gets you to 300, and then another 15. He was probably at 215. We put him at 220, 225. He was probably at 315.
He wasn't. Steven, he was at the time he was saying that he was under 300 pounds.
Well, yeah.
That's why we called him out, because his official weight was 295, and we're like, Jamarcus, that's just not true. You are a roly-poly son of a gun.
I would say he was at 315. I would buy that. That makes sense to me.
Here's the thing. Being the similar size to Jamarcus as I am, not in muscles, please don't get me wrong, but I got big-ass shoulders, and I'm tall, and I got a good belly on me. when I if I were to give or take 15 pounds, it would be hard to see. When you top 300, 15, 20 pounds, hard to see. He was clearly pudgy, and he was playing quarterback in the NFL. And remember, this is three seasons ago, driving away, flipping off people from his Rolls Royce that were asking for autographs outside Oakland Alameda County Coliseum.
Well, he's at 265 now.
Which, again, assuming that's in the ballpark of true, is remarkable. Right. And makes him the size he should have been as an NFL quarterback. Mm-hmm. Which begs this question, Stephen. Jamarcus been out of the league 3 years. Damn near impossible to come back after a layoff that long. Should anybody give him a try?
Well, just looking at some teams up there that, you know, need quarterbacks.
There's teams that need quarterbacks?
Sure. I would say, you know, I don't see why you don't at least bring them to camp.
Thank you.
And, you know, see what they got. I mean,
I don't like the guy, and I don't see why you don't, Steven.
Right.
Okay, so it's like, you got it. Somebody, I thought you might provide me with a good reason why not, because I had my opinion already formulated on this
one.
We had not talked about it.
No.
And I am a firm believer that any team with a need at starter or backup must take a look at him. Must. He should probably go visit 12 clubs, right, at least, and throw for them. Because then if their starter or backup gets hurt, you know what he is.
Yeah.
Okay? Because trust me, a starter or backup will get injured before the season begins.
I believe it.
And you need to know what assets are available.
What do you have?
And, yeah, you don't even sign Jamarcus. You take a pass, but you saw him. You took a look at your people looked at him. You're looking at him for a third or a fourth on the depth chart kind of situation,
yep,
which is going to require such a minimum amount of pay for, by the way, a guy that can throw a good ball.
Well, according to Rappaport,
Ian Rappaport.com,
he's saying that there are several teams with significant interest.
There should be. Good.
Jamarcus Russell.
I don't see why. You know, the Jets always come to mind, of course. And it just makes you wonder. A Jets spokesman declined to comment. Oh, no. You know what? I'm on the wrong story.
Okay.
My bad. I'm like,
yeah, don't be
what?
I like, really?
I would expect the Jets to be looking at him.
No.
They look at everybody.
No. Yeah, they're done with quarterbacks.
So you say they ship out somebody, like Tim Tebow, then they're probably settled.
Done, and then David Garrard said, I'm out because of my knees.
My knee's not coming back. I'm not coming back.
I think it's now the Mark Sanchez, Geno Smith show. It's going to be one of those guys as your starter.
And the third guy there is just
somebody.
I know. He played.
McElroy.
Greg McElroy. He took some snaps last year and got some playing time and was all right. But, yeah, you've gone from an unmanageable situation to a manageable situation.
Okay, now you also said that RG3 lost weight. Where did he lose weight from? Because the dude already weighed like a buck 80. So he may need to put on some weight.
Well,
the way he plays the game.
Well, this is his thing. He liked to be the guy that could plow people over.
Right.
Okay. Now he's thinking it might behoove him to be more elusive. And run away from people.
Instead of
running through someone,
people, run away.
Run away, run away, run away. It might let him stay on the field longer.
I don't know, dude.
We're only talking in his case,
he
10
takes.
Pounds, 12 pounds.
The hits he takes. I want more padding.
Well, hopefully. I saw there's a Korean pitcher for the Dodgers who's a lefty thrower, mm-hmm, but hits right-handed. National League with the Dodgers. When he's up to bat, his left arm is exposed.
Yes.
So he's got full-on body armor up here. I'm expecting that soon the NFL players are going to look like RoboCop, okay? And so with Jamarcus Russell, he'll be like Iron Man. You know, he just gets the crud kicked out of him, but then he gets back up again. And hopefully.
Please don't give anybody that idea. We do not need an Iron Man suit running around the football field.
Tecmo Bowl.
I will stop.
Tecmo Bowl. Remember that?
The game will be done. I will stop watching.
As it is, it's hard to recognize guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's that? Who made the tackle? I don't know. The big black.
The silver one? The silver one with the gold helmet.
Oh, gosh.
So, but I think RG3 seems
good
to be ahead of schedule.
Can they lend me their personal trainers?
They'll lend you their weight.
No, no, I don't want their
with
weight.
An option to buy.
I want them to lend me their personal trainers. And when I say lend, I mean they continue to pay for them.
Let's be clear about lending. There won't be any financial commitment from me whatsoever.
Right. They're just going to
I just
lend
get.
The, yeah, I just get to use the person to get me into shape. I just can't afford them.
Steve, we slipped over this lawyer for the security guard who thinks MJD's got a video of him punching him in the
that
head.
Just came, that's a bling, 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 bling.
Oh, blingity, bling, bling, blingity, bling, bling.
Just came
and just to be clear, I'm making significant progress with my sound cart.
Really?
Did you see it?
It did play.
Okay, but did you see it?
I did not see it.
Well, okay. I'm going to open it for
all
it.
I'm saying is that you're not playing anything.
Put a boatload of work into this. See, it's nicely color-coded and laid
colors.
Out, but it's in categories and things, so it's real easy to find things. Now, the problem I have, see, what happened is apparently the headphone
apparently
the headphone jack is not participating.
No, there's a lawyer that claims to have a video of MJD punching somebody.
Yeah, the lawyer for the security guard who accused MJD of punching him in the head released a statement Thursday claiming he has video evidence of the Jaguar star attacking his client. He has not been formally charged for this alleged involvement in the incident, which occurred Sunday night at a restaurant in St. Augustine, Florida.
Yes, the attorney Gregory Anderson said, my client was viciously attacked and severely injured by Jones Drew.
And MJD's agent, Adissa Bakari, told Adam Schefter earlier in the week that his client was, quote, not involved. And the police said that he maintains his innocence.
So someone, either the lawyer for the security guard or Jones Drew's
agent,
lying? Is a liar, pants on fire.
Hang
now,
your britches on a telephone wire.
Could this be the case where one of their pants could get on fire, and then we would know?
I hope so.
I mean, wouldn't it be cool?
I don't want a guy's pants to catch on fire.
I'm going to keep going there. I'm going to keep harping on this because I have learned from you to beat a dead horse while it's
dead.
Beat the
dead horse.
Just keep beating it.
Get a bigger stick.
And I want people's pants to catch fire if they're lying.
I want to know
what's
going to be so difficult to ascertain from pretty much any video, no matter how grainy it is.
Exactly.
You know if it's MJD or not. How many humans on Earth look like him aside Frank Gore? I mean, seriously, there's like two guys on Earth that look like MJD. There's that guy that used to do the mail at Disney. Remember him? Only he's white. He was about 5 feet tall and about 4 feet wide. Soft as a downy tick.
Yeah.
Stuffed with feathers from 47 feet. Took a whole bolt of golf for the thing. Because the best thing is Grandma's Feather Bed. You don't know that song.
I don't. Can we get back to MJD?
There's 10 people laughing at Grandma's Feather Bed.
I'm so happy at those 10 people. If there's video and it is MJD, then it's a done deal. He's going to get charged.
And as a result of this attack, Mr. Howard suffered a dislocated jaw.
I just have a question.
Wait. And spinal injuries. Whenever you're going to try and get somebody for their money, make sure it involves your back.
Yes, I've got my hand up.
Steven Miranda has his hand up. Yes, Steven.
Thank you very much. Now, this has been going on for 6 days now, and you're just coming to me with a video now?
Well, you go and canvass the area to see who saw what. Hey, this place has a video surveillance system. Hey-ho, let's subpoena them, and let's get.
Take six
it did
days.
Last time I sued somebody for this.
It did?
No, okay. I've never done that.
No, neither have I, but I suppose you could probably get it a little bit quicker than that.
Now, I remember once, long time
ago. Maybe I watched too many cop shows on TV where they say, give me your video surveillance, and they get it like in 5 minutes.
I remember once, long time ago, Steve and I were playing cards somewhere, and the dealer did not pay Steven on a bet. She got really befuddled, and she didn't pay him, and it was a large bet.
That's right.
And, you know, all you do, you notify the pit boss, and literally before she could deal the next hand, they come down, they're like, you need to pay this man.
Yes.
Because, boom, video can work really fast.
It can.
Unlike the NFL,
yes,
where it takes much longer than it should,
right,
video can be really quick.
Yeah, and the thing was that
she was incredulous.
Was so adamant that she had paid me. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Honey,
I haven't.
There was a stack of purple chips that aren't sitting in front of me.
Right.
Okay?
So
okay?
Either one of these people here has reached over and taken my chips. I don't
Which I was standing there.
That.
I could have.
Or you didn't pay me. Right. I'm going to go with you didn't pay me.
I'm going to go with the fact that I didn't see you pay me.
Right.
And so you didn't pay me.
And
but she paid just like that. And this video things can be done quickly. We don't know the details, Steven.
Okay. All right. I was just asking. It's been like 6 days. Why are you just coming to me now? You got a video.
Now, here's the thing. According to initial police reports, one of MJD's friends was told to stop touching a woman before he put his hands on Howard and then put the man in a headlock before MJD struck the guard with a closed fist into the cheek.
See, it always comes down to touching women. What have we said is the number one thing that you don't do on this show? What have we said on this show? What's the one thing as a guy you do not do?
You make sure it's actually a woman.
No.
No. Nope.
You don't
that
touch
wasn't our
a
lesson?
Woman without her permission.
Oh.
That's number one rule.
The number two rule is make sure it's actually a woman. Can we get – I mean, once we get permission.
Yes.
Are you actually a lady?
Yes.
Is that fair to ask in our culture today?
I don't know if you can ask that.
Or are we
going to
get in trouble with
Justice
Department?
You might get upset.
My tax return's going to get audited.
Oh, God.
He's trying to return from his Liz Frank injury, and hopefully this doesn't set him back at all.
It's going to set him back.
Because the last thing the Jags need is any other distractions. So, I misspoke, Steven. I got to get it right. It was Cam Newton that's down to 243 pounds. Cam Newton lightened up. It was not
RG3.
My bad.
All right.
Extremely mobile, athletic quarterbacks all look alike to me.
Really? Okay. Cam's pretty big.
I'm not playing the race card at all, but they're both very large, athletic men.
So
Cam is thick as a brick. He's more like a tall Mike Vick.
Yes.
And which isn't saying much. Everybody's a tall Mike Vick. Yeah. I mean, if you're just talking height. But Sam Cam Newton says he's lost 12 pounds since the end of last season, bringing his weight down. The most important thing is to get it right before the show's over.
Good. Now we're going to talk about some injuries. We're going to start in New England, where New England Patriot tight end Rob Gronkowski is set to have back surgery, and his agent Drew Rosenhaus has downplayed the surgery, Jeff, saying it's not serious. Now, stop me here if I'm wrong.
Stop!
Okay.
Oh, you're not wrong. Wait, I thought it was just supposed to stop you. Go ahead.
Stop me if I'm wrong.
Okay, I don't know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
Anytime somebody has surgery of any kind, especially surgery on your back, it's kind of serious. I mean, there's nothing inconsequential about someone taking a knife to your back, is there?
No. And I would go so far as to say the only time that something close to your back that gets touched is a non-issue would be the Peyton Manning. I'm having a cyst removed.
Right.
And that I still want to say.
That was Tony Romo having a cyst removed.
Okay. More false information.
Yeah.
Well,
that's why I'm correcting. I'm just going to correct you from now on.
Please.
And you'll hit me at the end of the show
saying,
stop correcting me.
No,
but
I won't. Okay. Not when it comes down to facts.
Right. It was Tony Romo who had the cyst removed.
Unless the cyst is literally sitting between the third and fourth vertebrae.
Right.
Assuming it's a topical cyst, it doesn't matter. Okay. But when you're going beneath the surface of the skin and getting near bone.
Right.
It's a problem.
Yeah, it's kind of serious.
And generally, let me tell you this, friends. Seldom is there something called a single back procedure. Some reason, the back is really complicated. And you do it once, and you have to go back and you do it again. How many times has Gronk had, what was it, his shoulder?
His arm.
His forearm.
He's
had three procedures at least on. And now we've got this. I tell you, this is a concern. It's such a concern. His agent should come out and say it's not, okay?
Well, and Rosenhaus, the fact that he has said that Gronkowski has been suffering with this lingering back injury, which is, by the way, Jeff, a herniated disc, okay? That's the injury, since last year, and he played all of 2012 with that injury, that I don't know how a herniated disc is not serious.
No, herniated. What is a hernia?
It's the muscle.
It's an inflammation
that has been torn.
Well, it's torn,
right?
And then there's inflammation around the tear and things like that,
okay.
And that causes the problems.
There you go.
So,
yeah, if this is something that he's been dealing with and now this is something that's going to address that, that still doesn't mean it's a non-issue. It, just because I didn't know that player X was playing with a Lisfranc injury or yeah. plantar fasciitis, it doesn't make it any less significant once it becomes public.
Right, right.
But he played at a really high level. Yes, he did. That means his pain tolerance threshold is way higher than most humans, and that makes him studly. But as a fantasy football owner, forget a real NFL owner, yeah. as a fantasy football owner, I'm going to question it. Now, if I'm a real owner, yeah. now I have even bigger questions. Right. And I'm not sleeping real well at night. And I hope for the sake
I just don't know how Rosenhaus with a straight face can just sit there. And here's the quote. It's not a serious back surgery. This is a new injury, and it's minor. It's not significant.
Thank God it's new. We don't. Wow. Steven, what is the one characterization of sports agents?
They're brash. They lie.
They lie. Thank you. Is there a time when they're not lying? Usually not. Even yeah. when they think they're telling you the truth,
they're probably
lying. And then when they think they're lying, they may be telling you the truth. That's how complicated it is inside a lawyer's mind. I want to point people to go watch Jerry Maguire again yes. or go watch Entourage all seasons as the guy who plays the agent is so freaking hilarious. And he's Jeremy Piven. Wow, what a pull.
That was good.
Piven, yeah. The guy is hilarious.
All right, well, good luck to Rob in his back surgery. I believe it's serious, even though his agent doesn't think so. Arian Foster, running back for the Houston Texans, had to leave practice with a strained right calf. And according to Gary Kubiak, Jeffrey, the head coach of the Texans, he says Foster will miss the rest of the Texans' organized team activities and the team's minicamps due to the injury. He will not return until training camp begins.
Now, part of you says, A, stud players like Arian Foster don't need extra time. They're always staying in condition, right. yada, yada,
yeah,
yada.
Yeah. They're going to be all right.
The other thing says, isn't this the same guy who's always struggled with hamstring issues
having problems with the injuries
his entire career?
And then there's a third guy like me who's like, I'm a veteran, and I really don't really want to be a part of all those OTAs and mini camps. I'll come back once training. Once it gets for real, then I'm in.
Yeah, but mini camps and OTAs both is a lot to miss in this new world of limited exposure for these athletes to
yes.
be on the field. And
you
here's
really
the
like
thing,
that
Steven.
Limited exposure, by the way.
I like limited exposure for myself when yeah. it doesn't involve showing anything below the neck.
Ah.
That kind of exposure, I'm actually all in.
You're
so good. I'll go the full Monty with from the neck up. I will. Steven, I got this to say.
Say it.
Arian Foster, I'm racking my mind. Can you smell smoke?
Yes.
Okay. So 1,472 rushing yards last year. More
Is that what
than
you believe?
400 touches. I owned him in a lot of fantasy football right. leagues.
I was about to say, I mean, are those
He's
are
a big dog. 400 touches.
Stats?
I'm giving you approximations.
Okay. All right.
But they're very close.
Okay.
More than 400 touches. They use him as a receiver nearly as much as they use him as a running back, especially with their little screens that they love, that Kubiak loves to run there in Texas.
Okay.
I am highly concerned that the guy who touches the ball second to Matt Schaub, and who, by the way, was most brilliant in their playoff run, which you and I both had them going further in the playoffs than they actually ended up going. And they still did pretty well. He carried that team in the playoffs. I am very concerned that this Houston Texans team that may have hit its own glass ceiling has its most valuable component injured and not able to do OTAs and minicamps. Is that fair?
He was a huge part of their offense.
Is this team not at a we're going forward or we need to really do some serious thinking? They got what? One more year?
Their window was last year.
Okay, so Steven says the window was closed.
Yes.
I say it's got another year left, but no more. So now, how big a problem is this that your best piece, and I like Matt Schaub. I think he's a terrific quarterback.
He's not the best piece on the offensive side of the ball.
No. Or their defense is fantastic, but yeah. I think the most valuable player to the team is Arian Foster.
Sure.
When he's only paralleled by
15-16, he accounted for 17 touchdowns and over and almost 1,700 yards of total offense.
Total offense. Yeah. But I was just thinking.
14-24 rushing.
14-24. I said 72. That's pretty close. Yeah. How many possessions do you have that? It was like 400-something.
350 rush attempts.
But how many catches?
40 receptions.
See, that's nearly 400 touches. That's ridiculous. That's a huge part of the offense.
I just said it was.
I know. I'm making my case for why I am so significantly concerned
about the team.
Arian Foster.
You know why I'm concerned? It's because if you look at his publicity still, he's got his head like this.
Cockeyed?
He's not straight. Like, everyone has the straight.
So you're saying he has
head.
A serious spinal cord injury.
Yeah, and his head's kind of off.
I put words in your mouth that are moronic, and you
I'm
say yeah.
I'm going to say yeah.
You agree.
I'm going to agree with you.
No, he doesn't have a serious spinal cord injury.
But he does have an injury to his calf.
To his calf. And that could make your head apparently go
the
cockeyed.
Calves,
I think he's just copping a tune with the way he's holding his head at an angle.
In fantasy this year. I won't.
Let him fall to me.
I'll
let him fall to me.
Take him.
You can second have round.
No, but he'll go first. He'll go first, but like if I'm sitting there first in the first round and I need a running back, he is not who I will target. As a matter of fact, I'm going so far.
Well, you're taking Adrian Peterson
as
first
if
everywhere.
I can't take Adrian Peterson in the first round, I'm not taking a running back.
Well, I've been going wide receiver the last couple of years, and
it's
worked out
crazy.
All right.
It's kind of crazy.
It is, but that's just the nature. Look, running backs will develop over time. This show is not a fantasy football show explicitly. Yes, however, we talk about the NFL, and that includes fantasy football. And at least if it doesn't for you, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
So, did those emails get out?
No.
Okay.
We're
doing the best we can.
Yeah, we are.
We're doing the best we can.
So there you go. Arian Foster shirt. He won't be back for a while.
Sucks.
Trent Richardson has a shin injury, Jeff.
What about these lower leg problems?
First
a calf, now a shin.
However, Trent is adamant. Can I say adamant?
Adamant
that there is nothing wrong. Yeah, don't look at Evernote because I copied and pasted the wrong thing.
I'm like, wow, he's now a Houston Texan. When did that happen? I thought he played for the Browns.
Anyway, it's funny. Richardson is telling anybody and their dog that this injury shouldn't be a concern and that he is not injury prone.
This is a guy who played with how many broken ribs last year? And that kept him on the field. Let's talk about the things that kept him off the field.
Yeah.
Did he have a cold, the sinus infection that kept him out of the first game or two?
No, that wasn't
him. That wasn't him? That was another Cleveland Brown?
That was somebody else.
Somebody else on a bad team. Sorry.
Richardson says, it's no biggie. It ain't nothing to worry about. I could be out there, but they wanted to be cautious about it.
Cautious.
To make sure that I'm healthy and be right for camp. It's not going to be like last year. Mm-mm. Being hurt and injury prone is not going to be me. I like that sentence.
Injury prone is not going to be me.
That's his quote. That's what he said. I just can't wait to get back out.
Can we get shirts made that say that? Injury prone is not going to be me. And then you have just a silhouette of a guy falling down. Be on one of those caution signs, yellow caution signs. Injury prone is not going
to
be me.
You know what? I'm starting a website of just NFL quote NFL player quotes, and that's.
And they should go with a little silhouette.
A silhouette of a running back or a wide receiver. Well, that would be even funnier.
God, that'd be brilliant. And I want his teammates.
Is not going.
I want all his teammates. I want to make them the T-shirts. Send them to the locker room. And all the guys go around wearing this. Injury prone is not going to be me. Because you know how much players would love to bust someone's chops about that.
I think that's how I'm gonna make the website. And I'm going to call it Crazy Player Quotes. And then it's just going to be. And there's nothing on the front page except one quote. That's all it is. You come to, you go to the page, and it's just one big old quote.
And you can click on
it. It says who it is, and then you click, and then you can leave your comments on to the
quote.
Oh,
that's
the
pretty
quote.
Good.
And it's injury prone is not going to be me.
Steve, can't we just add it to our site and maybe get some traffic on our site?
We probably could.
Can we?
I will look into that.
NFL Rants and Raves / injury prone / quotes.
injury prone is not going to be me. That's the first one up there.
That's awesome.
Oh, even better. We just put the quote up there. We don't say who said it. You have to guess who said it.
No. We're on the right track here, Steve, because I want people to leave their comments. But then what we do with whatever their quote is,
yes,
we put the reasons that the quote's dumb. We put down his history of injuries.
Well, that's true, but the fact that he's using injury prone as like a noun,
yes. You know, it is a noun.
Is it?
It's a thing. Injury prone.
Okay. I guess he is injury prone.
It's kind of an adjective, but
yes, it's not a noun, and that's what it's being used at here. Injury prone is not going to be me. That's the quote. I'm just reading it. Now, unless someone misquoted him when they typed it out, I doubt it.
Arian Foster is not injury prone. Injury prone is not Arian Foster.
This is Trent Richardson.
Trent Richardson. I'm sorry. Injury prone is not Trent Richardson. Trent Richardson is not injury prone.
I don't know.
Injury prone will not be me.
Great. Injury prone is not going to be me. I want to hear the audio now. I'm going to go look for it.
All right.
Because that's
we'll put
just,
the audio with the just, I we need to do that. I mean, like, we don't have enough to do, but we need to do that. Give me a Jay-Z song.
I don't have a Jay-Z
song. No, just
song.
Tell me what one would be, because see, I'm not cool enough to know that. So I'm saying, if you could just provide me an example of a title or something
like
that.
Oh, like a list
that.
of
just
Jay-Z
a title
songs?
Of a song or something that I wouldn't have heard of, but that most humans would have heard of.
Okay.
I gave you time to look it up and everything.
All I Need, probably.
All I Need?
All I Need, A Million and One Questions, probably. I guess his big one would be As One. I think that's pretty big.
As One.
I don't know exactly how it goes, but it was like number one.
It's rap. Did I say it wrong? As One.
Yes, yeah, didn't go like that.
I still think my Brady Bunch rap was pretty legendary.
Your Brady Bunch.
This is a story of a man named Brady.
I guess we would say
my Tom Brady rap. You know, you don't remember my Tom Brady rap?
I don't.
What? I spent so much time working on that. That was for our our 5 minute football fixes, right? Yeah. And Tom Brady and his bunch, and it was the Brady Bunch. This is a story.
A man named Brady
who was married to a very smoking girl. I don't remember her anymore.
Yeah,
I just remember Giselle.
Something that people will know probably was he took the song from Annie, Hard Knock Life.
It's a hard knock life for us.
He wrapped it up.
It's a hard knock life for us.
No, that's not the way it was. It was actually pretty catchy.
Does he put on a red wig when he sings it? Because that'd be pretty funny.
No,
it's a hard knock life for us. Bleep, bleep, bleep.
I don't know if you can hear this.
It's a freaking hard knock life. Get your head next to it, the speakers.
Get what?
Your face next to the sound. Then people can hear the microphone from the... That's funny.
Hold on.
He just said a naughty word. Okay, I'm getting bored already, Steven. Enough. You want to get to the hook. It's a hard knock life. Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
Well, that was a special share, Steven.
People will know that
despite
one.
Despite the F word, that was a special
yeah.
show.
Sorry that you had to hear the N word and the F word and all the other words
the S-word,
that Jay-Z throws in
the
song.
A word, the B word,
but
the
that
C
word, that
the
that
D
was pretty word. Popular for a while.
Okay, like a fun drinking game to play with your friends.
Yeah.
You go alphabetically from the letter A. I'm just making this up. Okay. And you say a curse word that starts with that letter, and you go through the alphabet, and when someone can't think of one, they have to take a shot.
Ah, okay.
Fun drinking, because I would like to try
just
that
go like
at lunch.
A, so I would say any.
No, a naughty word.
Oh, a naughty word.
A-head. Okay?
A-head?
I'm giving people what they know without saying anything remotely similar.
Female dog.
Female dog, exactly.
And you would go
female
see
body part.
Ooh, that's
see
a good one.
Now we could
male body part.
Exactly. Yes. See, it's fun.
Go to E. You're stuck now.
Hey. Well, that's the reason it's a party, okay?
Drink a shot because you don't know. I want to play that game.
They exist.
Next time,
I know.
Come over tomorrow night and let's play.
I've been over at your night so many times. I've got newsflash, Steven.
Uh-oh.
I'm sick and tired of you.
Is that why you didn't let Carol come over?
She said Sarah bailed.
Oh, Sarah bailed? Is that what happened?
I told my daughter once, I've been under an enormous amount of stress lately.
Yes. Jeff is stressing.
Okay.
But that's why it wasn't an invitation to you. It was an invitation to her and her friend.
She doesn't drive alone yet.
But all you had to do was drop her off. That's going to take
that means
six.
I'm driving.
It's taking you 6 minutes.
It takes 10 on city streets. It takes 15 during traffic, which is when she would want to be transported. And then I have to come back and get her.
I would have taken her back. That was the deal.
I had like a 4-pound chicken that I had to barbecue last night in the middle of trying to save the world from financial despair.
All right.
And I've got phone calls coming from family members that are in crisis. I'm pulling my hair out.
Wow.
Steven shows up with his kids and just sits in my chair. He's like, let's have dinner at Uncle Jeff's house. And his little girls get all excited. Yay. Yes, he was kidding. But he got his little girls all excited.
No, they get excited, but they know that's not happening.
They don't know that until
yes,
you tell
do.
Them. And then I feel like I want them there, and I've certainly got plenty of food, but I needed to start cooking 5 minutes ago before you got here. Very stressful. Very stressful.
That's why, see, it's funny, because what my girls and myself, what we love to do, we like to do sneak attacks. We like to just sneak attack and just show up in people's houses. And be
how
like,
flexible am I?
Well,
now
we don't sneak attack you anymore. I always have to text. That's, they're like
within the last 24 hours,
like,
you haven't.
They're like Uncle. They're like, let's sneak attack Uncle Jeff, and I'm like, yes, but before we do,
you understand he's not flexible.
I always text you, and I'm like, can we sneak attack you right now?
Can I say no? I don't feel like I can say no.
You can always say
I've
no.
Never said, when have I said no to you?
You've never said no, but you can.
I don't know.
That's
how.
Why I'm texting you.
My head hurts right now.
I wouldn't text you.
Why
if I
are
could
we talking
you.
About Jay-Z?
You want oh because he, agents are mad at him.
They want to star in the black production of Annie. I need help.
NFL agents basically are saying that Jay-Z has kind of made a mockery of NFL agents. And that he sort of kind of helped recruit certain players to go to this one agency. And they don't like it.
He thinks he might have an agent that might serve their needs better
yes.
than those that are in the known NFL world. To be an agent in the NFL means that you have to go through significant hoops and basically get the complete blessing of not the Pope, but virtually the Pope, as in the NFL Players Association. Am I not mistaken?
And
the NFL PA signs off on you as an agent.
Right. You have to. And Jay-Z.
You get accredited.
Has not gone through that process.
And that would have the NFL PA
but
in a furor.
There's some agents with Roc Nation Sports, which is an agency that Jay-Z owns. And the fact that Geno Smith just signed with that agency. People are saying that that's wrong. Now, Geno Smith has come out and said that.
Geno Smith come out?
Let me finish.
Oh, I'm sorry. We don't have an active NFL player yet.
Geno Smith has come out and said that he doesn't have any concerns signing with Roc Nation Sports because Jay-Z didn't recruit him. And they're like, oh, really? Everyone's like, really?
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 Have them subpoena the phone records and find out.
Yeah, so and basically, NFLPA did send a letter of inquiry to Roc Sports Nation agent Kim Molly. Molly, M-I-A-L-E, is who's going to be representing Geno Smith. And the union wants their attention basically on meetings that apparently Geno Smith had with Jay-Z.
Well, now, Steven, if I'm not mistaken, Jay-Z he lives out in the East. I was hoping he lived here. Because I want his money. I want his money for an L.A. sports franchise.
Yeah, it's not. He's East Coast.
He's East Coast. He's New York. His money's in Miami.
Yeah.
But he's East Coast. Can't he just get on the program and get us a team? Can't he do something useful instead of try and find a way to squeeze more money out of the NFL via the players?
Yeah.
Get on board. Become an owner, dude.
Look, and I guess people need to
they
understand.
They need diversity and ownership.
Agents aren't making now. They're not making a whole ton of money off players. Because the NFL
they only make 4%.
3%.
3%. Fine. 3% of a skajillion dollars is? Pull out your calculator, Mr.
How
Man.
How many guys have
skajillion
eight,
have
contracts?
That are
making skajillion in contracts?
Well, skajillion a year or over the lifetime of the contract?
Over the lifetime of the contract.
Oh, skajillion over the lifetime. I don't know.
Not very many.
Well, probably none because it's a made-up number.
They're okay. That's right. But let's say Geno Smith's contract, for example.
That's a rookie contract.
Yeah, and it's a
– it's going to be 20-some million dollars.
It's a round two contract, not a round one.
Oh, so that's right. Less. No, so it's a but it's Geno Smith. So it'll be $2 million a year. For guaranteed 3 years, there'll be a signing bonus of 1.5. So that's a total of $7 million, $8 million. $8 million.
Maybe. I still think that's high.
Okay, but I always try and pad the numbers for the benefit of the person receiving.
Okay.
And so the agent, 4% of, let's say
3%.
3% of $6 million. 1% of a million, or 3% of a million would be 3,000?
Yes.
Okay. Nah, that can't be right. 30,000 at least. So still over 100 and some grand. It's no insignificant.
It's 30,000.
30,000. So as I said, it's about $100,000.
90,000.
That's not near 100,000 at all.
It's not.
When we're pulling nuts out of a sack, I mean a baseball peanut out of a bag.
Wow. Okay.
We're pulling nuts out of a sack, dude. With it, if you're within 10%, you're being magical, okay? In fact, you should be bowing down and kissing my toes.
Over 3 years.
Although my toes are cold. To this guy. So, again, though,
so
where's the real money?
$30,000 a
year. Where's
the
real money in the NFL? Second contracts.
Exactly.
So you want to get in the game. He wants to get in the game.
Dude. He does want to get in the game.
And he knows that there is unbelievable amount of money. If you attach,
but what
if you
NFL
get enough players.
Agents are saying.
If you get first what, round, second round players.
What NFL agents are saying is, look,
he has no right.
He has no right recruiting players because he hasn't gone
through.
He
said he didn't.
What we have gone through.
All it is a good old boy club.
No, you got to pass tests and stuff. And
you take the Wonderlic and you have to do eight or better.
You have to know the rules of the collective bargaining agreement inside and out. You have to know that thing. You know, there's tests. You got to be. You got to go through
the certification process.
The certification process. Jay-Z has not.
It's just like going to medical school, only really different.
Now, what Jay-Z has is clout. People know Jay-Z.
No, what Jay-Z has is Beyonce.
Well, he does have that too.
Let's be clear. Jay-Z's.
And when you're Jay-Z, you can, you know, pick up a phone and you can literally talk to anyone in the world. Right?
Not David Cameron.
He could probably call David Cameron.
Although I'd say the mayor of London, he could probably call Boris.
He could probably call
that. Although
I could
probably call Boris. Yeah, that's true. Let's be clear.
But let's get honest here. When it comes to you want to be represented by someone,
yes, you
who is going to
your celebrity.
Get you, who's going to get you ad dollars, right? Yeah. You sponsorship dollars. You're going to be the voice of Nike. You want Nike to make you your own shoe. Well, you know what? Jay-Z knows all those people. Okay, Jay-Z can get on the phone and help you get the contract you want with Nike. So
why doesn't Jay-Z go and take the test?
Because
get certified.
It's Jay-Z,
he's too busy.
I don't got time for that.
Yeah.
You don't got time to hang out with me and my girl. You think Jay-Z's got time to take a stupid little test for the NFLPA?
If he wants to make millions of dollars off the NFL, then I suggest he find the time. Right. Keyshawn Johnson has been seen around Calabasas, a massive suburb. Well, there's a blur that's been seen. And it's rumored to be Justin Bieber being chased by Keyshawn Johnson. as they race very high-performance, expensive vehicles inside gated community in Calabasas. Greater LA County.
Let's actually tell the story.
Beam's been racing around like a mad dog, waiting to get arrested and begin his descent into young
gated
man
community,
rich hell.
Calabasas, right. California. This is prestigious. A lot of celebrities live there. A lot of very wealthy people live there. Mm-hmm. And Justin Bieber has a home there, and he was
listener Sharon lives there.
Running around in his white Ferrari, racing at high speeds through the neighborhood,
upwards of 90 miles an hour in a residential neighborhood. What's the fastest you've ever gone in a residential neighborhood?
40.
Liar. What's the fastest you've ever gone in a residential neighborhood?
40.
We have residential neighborhoods in Pasadena with a speed limit of 40 miles an hour.
40.
So I suspect you've gone faster ever in your life on Orange Grove.
40.
Is your car only got two cylinders or something that I don't know about?
40.
Is that bigger problems than I know about?
On Orange Grove, I never pass 40. It's Orange Grove,
why,
man? Because it's Orange Grove.
You've never been in a hurry.
No. I try not to be in a hurry.
All of a sudden, I'm talking to Forrest Gump over here. My Lord. Mama says I should be home before dark.
I speed when I'm on the freeway, but in a neighborhood? No, absolutely not.
I don't approve of driving fast in residential neighborhoods.
Yeah.
But I'm confident that I've gotten my speedometer up to 50 miles an hour once in my life.
Maybe if I'm passing someone.
I was running from the cops when I was 21-ish.
Were you?
And I had a drink, and I was driving too fast in front of Mishveo High School.
Uh-huh.
It's Crisana, Cortina, yeah. Whatever it is. It goes in front of the high school. And there's fortunately a center divider.
Yes.
And I'm doing probably 50, 55.
Yes.
It's a big street, but it's still –
shouldn't be doing 55
no,
in school.
No, and especially after midnight, and especially if you've had a drink.
Yes.
And I see a cop going the other way. Yes. Oh, crap. I hightailed it into – how would you characterize the streets of Mission Viejo? General city streets, north, south, east, west, flat.
Hilly, bumpy.
Windy.
Windy.
Hilly, bumpy, and windy. Okay. Paved. I don't want anyone to get the wrong impression. But very nice residential area, hilly, bumpy, windy. And nobody – I was there as those streets were built. I had lived there for so long.
Okay.
So
nobody knew them better than you?
I took the chance that I knew these streets better than this cop.
Yeah.
And it is a freaking maze.
Yeah.
Would you – that's a good description.
It is.
It's a maze.
Sure.
You will end up passing the same thing three times before you go, wait a minute. I should take a different turn. So I busted up those residential streets, flicked off the headlights, and took off running. And as I took my left turn to run up the hill like a mountain goat in my little 79 Honda Prelude, mm-hmm. I see lights go on behind me as he's got to go find a place to do a U-turn because of the center divider. And that gave me just the time to escape.
Wow.
So that time I was probably doing 60 in a residential neighborhood. Yes. Okay, and that's – I'm running from the cops.
Yes.
Okay, now we're going to get back to our story.
Yeah, I've never done it, but –
okay,
still,
but I did.
Yes.
And I'm going 60 miles an hour.
60.
So what
Biebs is
on earth Biebs is doing not running from the cops?
Yeah.
90.
Well, it just so happens he races past someone driving a Prius. Who happens to be Keyshawn?
Well, the first time Keyshawn was out with his kids in the front yard.
No, he was.
This has happened multiple times.
Oh, it has happened multiple
times. Yes, the first time Keyshawn was out in front of his house playing with the kids.
Yes.
And he instinctively, according to Keyshawn, grabs his kid, pulls him, and they go running inside and they call the cops.
Right. Well, this time he's in the Prius with his kid. And boom, there goes Justin Bieber racing past him. Keyshawn drives to his house, drops off his kid, gets back in the Prius, and drives over to Bieber's house.
Keyshawn don't got a faster car? Oh, he's just going to Bieber's house.
Yeah, he's just going to Bieber's
house. Okay, speak man to man.
We're going to talk
speak
to
a Prius to Ferrari.
Well,
man to man, right?
Apparently, Bieber sees him coming. He runs into the house and locks the door and doesn't want to come
and hides like the little girl.
Yeah, and hides like the little girl that he is.
And Keisha's just like, man, you need to slow down. It's trying to get, you know. Now, a lot of people are trying to make a big deal that maybe Biebs was under the influence and didn't want to be seen by Keyshawn in that state.
Are we?
I just think is, Biebs, yo, man, Biebs weighs about 120 soaking wet.
Keyshawn's punch is 200 pounds, okay? His punch is 200
big
pounds.
Big old Keyshawn Johnson used to be a wide receiver in the NFL. Coming to my house, I'm just going to stay behind the closed door. I'm going to stay behind the closed door.
I'm going to send my girlfriend out to talk to him. Let her take the beating.
Oh, that's Selena Gomez. That's not nice.
I don't even know. Oh,
Selena Gomez is his.
Selena, get away from him.
Yes,
he's bad.
She does need
he's
to.
He's bad. He's not listening to anybody. So
anyway,
that's funny.
But if you look at this video of Biebs, he does – his eyes are looking –
he's wearing sunglasses almost all the time.
But
nowadays.
He's not in this
see, video. I don't want to see it because I actually – my daughter is getting ready to take the poster down that she has of him in her room.
Yeah, she's done
with not Biebs. Just because she's 15 and a half, but she's so disappointed in him.
Yeah.
She's tired of it.
Yeah, so anyways.
He's done too many stupid things for her liking, and she's going to take it
well,
down.
Well, and what corroborates the story is Eric Dickerson. We know Eric Dickerson.
We know ED. Love
he him. Goes to Twitter and because he heard about what happened between Biebs mm-hmm. and Keyshawn. And he's like, I live in – the Twitter quote from Eric Dickerson is, I live in Calabasas too, and you're right, at Justin Bieber uses his Twitter yeah. handle. Needs to slow his blank down. So
yeah, when you're pissing off your famous neighbors,
yeah, that's not.
And
good.
You're just a punk kid,
yeah.
Stop it.
You need to stop driving.
Now, speaking of stop it, we're going to end today's show with something that certainly warrants stopping.
Stop it. Speaking of stop it,
how many times did I say?
Can he just stop it?
On our 5-minute football fixes, did I yell into the camera? Shut up. Shut up.
Oh, Joe Namath is at it again.
Shut up.
Joe Namath just can't wait to continue ripping on the New York football Jets.
See, Stevie, you have in my notes, Joe Namath rips the Jets again.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see Joe Namath RIP.
Oh. Yeah. No.
I'm ready. Are Steven,
you?
I'm ready. I'm not. I don't want him to die in a painful way, but I'm ready for him to be no longer with us.
Joe Namath is saying that the New York Jets have been deceiving and have misled their fans for years recently.
They said that Susie Colbert was going to be at a function, and Joe was
PO'd
to find out that she wasn't there. That it was all a trick just to get him.
Namath basically saying that Jets owner Woody Johnson claims his team is about truth, justice, and
the American way.
While Namath is
Superman fine. Opens June 6th exactly. in a theater and drive-in near you. Call Mr. Movie Phone for times.
To full disclosure, I have an extra ticket for the midnight showing of Man of Steel.
That my daughter took
and
it.
Have invited your daughter to
care.
Join us. All right, I just want you to know.
As long as you pick her up and bring her home, I couldn't care less.
See? Drive her to the movie theater at the very least.
I'm not. I'm not.
So you're done driving your daughter around is what I'm
gathering.
Counting
the days till her license is valid.
Yes, but she doesn't have one yet.
I know. It'll
so
be
you
December.
Don't allow your daughter then to do
December
anything
13th.
Where it requires you to drive her.
I spend much of my time teaching her how to drive.
Okay.
And
but
I
that
need,
doesn't help
I'm
her.
Done.
If she
I'm done with driving kids
showy.
Places, Steve. I'm done.
Are you?
You get to a point you will find with Emma when you are in my situation in 10 years that you're going to say, I'm done.
I will always drive my girl wherever she needs to go.
Just some of us parent differently and parent our children to be independent and free and
I
never
see.
Need us
ah,
or
well,
want us
go.
For that matter.
Yes. Well, that's crazy. I hope my daughter's always.
Joe want Willie Namath. We want to thank him. They're deceptive. How are they deceptive telling
like,
WFAN-AM?
Well, he says, basically says.
Just say it.
No, I want to be honest. I think they've been deceptive. And they're like, what? About what? He's like, well, you know, it's that I've not been on good terms with Mr. Johnson the last couple of years.
Gee, we didn't know that, Joe.
I still got a hang up over the personal seat licenses. It's greed and it's unfair.
It's greed and it's unfair. Joe, are you paying for the stadium? How much money did you put into the stadium's construction cost? The stadium that cost $1.6 billion, $1.4 billion. I want to be get my facts correct. It is really difficult to recoup those kinds of dollars. PSLs are a nightmare. We don't need somebody as wealthy as Joe freaking Namath telling us how things should be done in the NFL.
Well, there you go. But Joe's also saying that he believes that the franchise has misled its fan base about the quality of the team they have put on the football field.
They won consecutive AFC. They went to two AFC title games in a row. And since then, they've been poo-poo. And I don't know anyone last year that said this team was going to be anything short of poo-poo.
But the team did. The team said that they were going to be great. They were going to go.
Team's trying to sell season tickets.
Yeah.
And so the team's not going to say we're going to suck.
That's misleading.
So every team in the NFL that has a bad team is misleading when they say come get a season ticket because we're going to put a great team in. We're going to have a great season. We're going to have a lot of fun out here.
Yeah, but see, where Joe's not getting it right now is that whenever they went out and acquired Tim Tebow, they couldn't be saying that they were
serious
and they were a great football team.
Was that a Woody Johnson move? Did Rex approve of that move?
I don't think we're ever going to either.
Well, we know that everyone else was
all
fired.
All I would like to
Ryan.
Sell Joe Namath's look, you guaranteed them a Super Bowl victory, and you went out and did it.
Bravo.
That was a long time ago.
That was 50 freaking years ago.
It's time for you to, if you don't.
Hang them up.
Like what this team is about, move on.
Okay, so what would you have? Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate here in closing. I'm Joe Willie Namath, and I am a regular guest sought after on WFAN Radio, Sports Talk there in New York. Because of my legend, I am requested frequently to be a guest on Sports Talk Radio in New York. So much so that they have an hour show with me every Friday.
Yes.
Should I turn down that job?
Yeah, because he's Joe freaking Namath. It's not like they're paying him enough money to stay on.
He's not doing it for the money. He's doing it because he wants people to hear what he has to say.
Say whatever you want. Just don't say it about the New York Jets anymore.
No one cares what he has to say about anything except for the New York Jets.
Well,
lies the problem.
There's the problem.
That's why I want to play devil's advocate.
I'm not sure anybody really wants to hear what you have to say about the Jets. Because right now, you've just been pretty vicious.
He's been a negative Nancy for 3 years.
Yeah, and you know what? The first year, wow, Joe Namath is being negative Nancy. I want to listen to what he has to say. Second year, okay, now it's just old. Now it's just old news.
You're saying Joe's old.
No, we know he's old. I'm saying that his banter of negativity towards the Jets is old news now.
Okay, we've got to go, people, because it's that time. And we want to leave you with this thought-provoking discussion.
Yes.
If Jamarcus Russell, the former Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, we want you to hit us on Facebook and Twitter with the reply, what would be the best fit, not size-wise, not making fun of his size and his loss of weight, what would be the best
2XL.
Fit for him, minimum? What team would be the best situation for Jamarcus Russell to find himself in?
Ooh.
That is your imponderable question as we sign off. And I'm Jeff Ellis.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
And I'm Jeff
Kansas
Ellis.
City Chiefs. Oh, and I'm Stephen Miranda.
It was a thing to think about.
Oh, I'm sorry. And this?
We want to leave him with something to think about.
Yes. This is NFL Rant.
Feed the children. And where should Jay Russell go? And we are out.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Shut up.
Arizona Cardinals.
They got Cobb.
They don't got Cobb. Cobb went to Buffalo.